Talk 1110-993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Happy every chance I get to catch up with my next guest, Jeffrey Lord. You know him from his terrific work in the Reagan administration, the American Spectator, thejeffreylord.com. Jeffrey Lord, a very good afternoon to you. It's good to have you on this program. And
hello there, my friend Brett. And you know, all I can say, and I don't mean this facetiously, but thank God we and your audience do not live in the middle of Florida at this point.
Oh, I mean, it's the one thing that stops me from ever thinking maybe I want to go buy something down there, because hurricanes are no joke. And this thing, I mean, holy cow, Jeff Lord. I mean, this is a big one.
This is bad stuff. This is the downside of living in the Sunshine State. And, you know, I was on Newsmax earlier today, and
yes.
I got asked if there are political consequences
yes.
for this. And I said, well, yes, there can be. And I gave two examples.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, I think it was, or maybe it was 92, I guess, I was in the Bush 41 administration, and Hurricane Andrew.
Oh, boy.
Almost exactly like this. And the disaster response was not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Clinton and all sorts of others in the media blamed President Bush for it. And without question, it contributed to his defeat in the fall. And then in a number of years later, I want to say it might be 2005, I think it was after George W. Bush was elected to a second term,
mm-hmm.
there was Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
Which swooped down on New Orleans and really did a lot of damage. And by chance, President Bush was on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So he's flying back to Washington, and of course they wanted him to visit New Orleans.
Right.
Well, the decision was made correctly that, you know, you bring a president into a situation like that and everything stops and they got to deal with the president and security and all that. And he thought he would just wait until they sort of had things under control.
Right.
But he had the plane fly over New Orleans and look. Well, so what happened? They put out a picture of him looking out the window.
Yep.
And all these stories that he was cold and callous and didn't care. And,
that's right.
You know, it's a heavily black population, and they, therefore he was a racist. And I mean, just unbelievable nonsense. And then when he finally did get there several days later, his director of operations for this, for the recovery, was his last name. I forget his first name. His last name was Brown.
Oh, yes.
Bush could be heard saying, heck of a job, Brownie. And man, they scalded him for that. So
that's right.
You can safely bet that all those Florida Democrats who can't stand Ron DeSantis are watching every microsecond of his handling of this.
And you know what's interesting? Somebody who has positively evaporated from the scene is Charlie Crist. He was everywhere for a minute, and then he compared himself to Christ, saying he is only one H away from Christ. And people kind of said, "Well, that's kind of a bizarre thing to say about yourself, there, Charlie." but he was a governor, a Republican governor once upon a time, who was able to effectively manage things. So let me ask you about Ron DeSantis. Obviously, stakes couldn't be higher, especially given the Martha's Vineyard episode last couple of weeks. Do you see all upside here for DeSantis, depending on how he handles this situation?
Yeah, depending on, I mean, assuming there's no huge mistakes or anything of that nature. I mean, and it sounds to me like he's got everything as much as you can humanly have nailed down. I haven't seen it, but I understand there's a picture out there of like a football field of trucks that are ready to go and help with power and all that. And already they've got, I think I saw that a million people are without power already. And, you know, this is going to get worse here in the next 24 hours. At least that's my take of this. And then eventually, I mean, I always find this interesting in the way of the weather.
Yep.
It sounds like this is going to cross the northern part of Florida. Well, then what? You know, does it go up the coast? Does it hit North Carolina? Does it hit, you know, Long Island and New York City and on up? I mean, who knows at this point? But I'm sort of safe in the sense that I live inland.
Yes, sir.
In Pennsylvania. And the last time we had a really, really serious problem was, I think it was 1972, and it was Hurricane Agnes. And I live all of about a mile from the Susquehanna River.
Oh, boy.
Which separates the what they call the West Shore here, the suburban part, from the city of Harrisburg and the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to goodness, Brett, you should have seen this stuff. I walked down to the river, and this stuff was just flowing south from up in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton and all these areas that had been hard hit. There were pieces of houses. There were dead animals.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. And the governor's mansion sits a little bit away from the highway there that goes along the side of the river. Well, it crossed the, it went up over the bank, over the highway, and up to the first floor of the governor's mansion. And they were scrambling to get, you know, Pennsylvania historical artifacts up to the attic and all that.
Oh, my God.
It was a mess and left literally like a bathtub ring around downtown Harrisburg. It was, you know. So when these powerful things hit, you know, look out.
Well, you could always count on the media to be a particular way about these sorts of things. I want to just share with you a clip. This is our good friend, sarcasm intended, Don Lemon last night getting some getting some information about the hurricane, and of course he has to make it political. Cut 25.
Look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay.
On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
I mean, Jeffrey, it's climate change, and he gets shut down by the guy from the National Weather Service.
I saw the clip of this, and I know Don from my CNN days, and, you know, he's a nice guy, and we get along with him. We just disagree on things. But you could tell the look on his face. He was so crestfallen.
Oh, yeah.
That this guy was not going to agree with him.
See, that's the best part of it. Mandatory reading, all of your great work over at the American Spectator. We so appreciate you coming by, my friend, and let's hope that this storm will be gone before we know it.
Anytime. Let's buckle in.
You got it, buddy.